Welcome to FrontRidge.com Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, cup entry lists. The NASCAR Cup Series, Xfinity Boys, and the NASCAR Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series teams all head to Dover International Speedway for the NASCAR Cup Series. Well, it is a double dose of NASCAR Cup racing. Two races, one on Saturday, one on Sunday, and both races have 40 drivers for 40 spots. Both races have the same amount of drivers and their same amount of cars, so the entry lists will just be read once. Among the notable drivers in the field, Garrett Smithley will be in the 007 for Tommy Baldwin Racing. Brennan Poole will be in the number 15. And the 27 will be J.J. Yaley, Joey Gase in the 51, Josh Blicky in the number 53. Reed Sorensen is back behind the number 77 automobile, and B.J. McLeod driving his own number 78 car for BJ McLeod Motorsports. Once again, you can find coverage of the Dryden 311 on Saturday. Coverage will begin at 4 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN, and then Sunday, the Dryden 311 will also begin on NBCSN at 4 p.m. Eastern. Stages are 70, 185, and then 311. Both races are 311 laps. Number two, Xfinity and truck entry lists. Like the NASCAR Cup Series, the NASCAR Xfinity Boys also have two races, and for the Dryden 200 on Saturday, there is 36 cars entered for 40 spots, meaning all 36 will make the field. For Saturday's race, among the notable names, Jeffrey Earnhardt will be in the 0 car, Brett Moffitt returns to the 0-2 car, Andy Lally has driven it to two top five finishes in a row the past two races at Road America and at the Daytona Road Course. David Start will be in the 07 for SS Greenlight Racing. Jeb Burton returns to the number 8 car for Junior Motorsports. Colby Howard will be in the number 15. A debut race for Corbin Forrester. He'll be driving for DGM Racing in the number 36 car. Anthony Alfredo will be in the field driving the number 21 car. And Myatt Snyder will be in the number 93 car. The only change for Sunday's race will be the number 8 car. Jeb Burton driving on Saturday. Daniel Hemric driving on Sunday. You can catch both of these races on NBCSN. It'll start out 12:30 p.m. Eastern, so 9:30 a.m. Pacific time on Saturday on NBCSN, and then on Sunday it will be 1:30 p.m. Eastern, so a little bit later, 10:30 a.m. Pacific time, NBCSN for all four races of the NASCAR Cup and the NASCAR Xfinity Boys. Now switching gears, only one race for the Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series. Coverage begins there at 5 p.m. Eastern. Catch that race on Fox Sports 1. There will be 36 trucks for 40 positions, meaning all 36 trucks will be in the field. Among the notable names, J.J. Yaley will be in the 00 car for the Ramu Brothers Racing. Tate Fogelman will be in the number 02. Sam Mayer will be in the number 24 truck for GMS Racing. Carson Hoover will be in the number 40 truck. Tyler Hill in the number 49 truck. Chandler Smith will be in the number 51 truck for Kyle Busch Motorsports. Dawson Cram in the number 55. Parker Kligerman once again will make a start in the number 75 truck. And Tim Vaines will be in the number 83 truck. Once again, 5 p.m. Eastern, FS1 on Friday. Coverage of the KDI Office Technology 200 from Dover International Speedway. Number 3. ARCA aligns Madison race to I-44 Speedway. The ARCA Menard Series announced on Tuesday, August 18th, that they have realigned their race from Madison International Speedway to I-44 Speedway, a 0.37-mile racetrack in Lebanon, Missouri. This race at Madison was originally scheduled for August 7th, but due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the race has been realigned to the I-44 Speedway on Saturday, September the 5th. However, this will remain one of the events in the ARCA Menard Series Suix Chief Showdown. The 200-lap race will take place 9 p.m. Eastern. TV coverage will be on Track Pass, on NBC Sports Gold, and on MAV TV. Now, the ARCA Menard Series West has been here in 2013, and Michael Self, who is a current ARCA driver, won the race, so look for him to be challenging for another win at I-44. Additionally, the ARCA race at Bristol will now pay championship points as well, this time to three different divisions. The Busch's Beans 200 set to take place on September 17th. That's going to pay championship points to ARCA, the Sioux Chiefs Showdown, and the ARCA Menard Series East. This time, coverage will be on Fox Sports 1 at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, once again, September 17th. That is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. You can follow us on Twitter at FrontStretch, at TheBrianNolan is my personal handle. Also, follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/FrontStretch. Like we do each and every week, you could follow us with our podcast that Dustin Albino and Mike Neff do. William Byron called into the show today. They talked about racing on the bubble as well as last week's road course racing at the Daytona Roval. Once again, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, and more. The Front Stretch Podcast is one podcast you need to listen to each and every single week. From all of us here at Front Stretch, stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance, and when in public, wear a mask.